Today is a special day, a day to share the joy of the Lord, but it's also a day in which we recognize who we are. In the gospel, we really heard the unfolding of God's plan and how the shepherds came and visited the baby Jesus. And you can imagine the smile on Mary's face and the smile on Joseph's face as they presented the child to the shepherds. And we heard in the gospel that Mary held all of these things in her heart. And that really is a very special phrase for us. Mary held all these things in her heart. You know, each of us, in our own way, are part of the plan of God, and God's plan unfolding in our lives. It does demand faith, it does demand hope, and it does demand a special love. And that love is meant to be lived each and every day. We know, though, that there are things in life that are quite challenging. And Mary, of course, in each of the Gospels, we found holding things in her heart, and that's really the position she was in mostly. We don't have her saying much in the scriptures. We basically had her say, do whatever he tells you at the gospel of the wedding feast. But beyond that, we don't hear a lot from her. And so we actually have to imagine what was taking place. And so Mary probably cut the hair of Jesus. Mary probably fixed his favorite meals. Mary probably was smiling as Joseph and Jesus work together to do the different carpentry things. And each of those things, she stood by, and really, in the Gospels, we have her quiet. And so she was holding all of those things in her heart. We have her, at times, idealized that, you know, you can imagine the difficulty of her traveling just after giving birth to Egypt, what that was like. And then traveling back from Egypt and settling Nazareth and what that was like. And as she saw Jesus continue to grow, to wonder, what was God's plan really about? What was God's plan really about? It's not unlike each and every one of us as things unfold in our lives, especially the tough stuff, the difficult stuff, the problems, the challenges we face. It's not unlike that. And she held each of those moments in her heart, wondering what would happen. What was God's plan going to really be for her? And it's the same for us as we go through the different aspects of life, the different seasons of life, if you will. We find God in those difficult moments. We find God with us in those problematic moments. We find God in those moments when we simply need to stand there. Don't do anything. Just stand there. Because that's what Mary did at the cross. She couldn't do anything. It's those moments when we can't do a thing. And Mary, in a very special way, represents what it means to be present to someone when you can do nothing. Nothing. She could not save her son. She was not supposed to save her son. And each of us, in those moments of challenge or difficulty in our own lives or problems, sometimes what's required is not to do anything, to just simply stand there or sit there and let God be God. Let God do what God needs to do. She's a wonderful example of what it means to be a person of deep faith, deep hope, and deep love. She had heard Jesus preach, but she also probably was surprised by the resurrection. She'd heard him talk about it, but what did it really mean? And for each of us, that's what we go into every single moment with in our lives. It's the spirit of hope in the resurrection, the spirit of faith that the resurrection is real and the spirit of love, that we enter into the love of God, especially in that moment of the resurrection. Mary came to know this, and Mary came to love God even more when she found it in her heart. The invitation of God, I think, today is for us to not only have Mary as our example, but Mary as our mother, who can also hold us in times of difficulty and challenge, who can also share with us in the silence the gift of her heart, the gift of her love, the gift of her being present to us, especially for those of us that have lost a loved one, mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, brother, sister, whoever it is. She can be there for us, and she can intercede for us with her son. Today is a day of blessing. Today is a day of sharing in the love of God. So the words of the first reading from Numbers speak loudly to us throughout this entire Eucharist. We pray, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly, give you peace. As we pray that prayer during this Eucharist, we ask for the intercession of Our Lady who was often silent, standing in the midst of all that was happening, trusting, hoping, living in faith, and especially in love.